Today's episode is supported by Morgan Stanley, who helped First Solar raise capital to expand into new markets. Now regions from Chile to rural India have access to clean, renewable energy. Capital creates light in new places. More at morganstanley.com/firstsolar. Morgan Stanley & Co. LLC member SIPC.
In which a Hulu and CBS partnership rocks the digital streaming game.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Hulu is teaming up with CBS to add three of the network's channels to its upcoming live streaming service. Apparently, the service will cost under $40 a month. This is according to Hulu CEO Mike Hopkins. However, he was not more specific than that. All this will include Hulu's library of on-demand videos as well. Let's get the very latest on this. Joining us now is The Wall Street Journal's Shalini Ramachandran, who broke the story. Welcome, Shalini.
Thank you.
So this is an interesting scenario because Hulu already has deals with three of its owners, Disney and ABC, Fox and Time Warner, and it's negotiating with Comcast, which allows for NBC. But CBS had always been in question. So this really clinches everything here, and it seems like Hulu really has a serious edge.
It's starting to look like that, mainly because they also yesterday announced that their price is going to be less than $40 and include their subscription video on demand library. So all of the, you know, the full box set of Seinfeld and South Park and all the stuff that they've been collecting as they try to rival Netflix. And I don't think people are expecting that they would include that as part of their live streaming, you know, cable style service. So that really would set them apart from some of the other streaming services out there, like AT&T's DirecTV Now or Dish's Sling TV. So I think it's an interesting differentiator.
So let's break it down a little bit more, because for under $40, you're really getting a lot because it incorporates a lot of other CBS offshoots. Can you maybe talk about some of what this will entail?
Yeah, so if you just think about the four major deals that Hulu now has, it's with CBS, Disney, Fox, and Time Warner. So that gets you, you know, with TNT and CBS, you end up getting the NCAA Final Four. You get all the broadcast networks, so most of your NFL is covered. We have ESPN with Disney. So the main things that are outliers right now would be some of these other networks like AMC, for instance, which has the hugely popular Walking Dead, but you know, not a whole lot of other stuff that people are really passionate about. And then there's also, you know, Viacom networks like MTV, Comedy Central, Nickelodeon, and so some of those are the outliers too. But I think what part of Hulu's strategy and part of the whole skinny bundle strategy is to hone in on a few networks that you know, people will like, and it's hard to do that because the media companies always try to get these distributors to carry everything that they own.
Right.
So I think there's a threading of the needle that has to happen. But it seems to me that with getting CBS now, at least Hulu will have all the major broadcasters in the house, whereas CBS for now is not available on DirecTV Now or Sling TV.
Gotcha. So let's talk about the business angle of it for a little bit. With Hulu's experience selling ads, it has that edge over its competitors. But what could this also mean for the digital ad game as a whole? Is this an opportunity to transform advertising?
Yeah, well, so Hulu has been saying that it's going to be able to really transform the way linear television advertising works, because I think even in the past, Hulu has had these tried to experiment with the ads that you see, and at one point they even decided that they have to offer a tier without ads, and so you have this $11.99 tier of Hulu without ads. But they've always tried to do things like, do you like this ad? Do you not like this ad? Would you rather watch this
right.
Parker? Commercial,
I remember it well.
Detergent. Yeah. And so, you know, maybe they'll try to put in that kind of interactivity or you know, something that maybe is more relevant to the user. Now, a cautionary word is that many of these online TV services are touting this idea that, you know, with the internet, we can have a much more targeted advertising. And Sling TV has been saying it for at least over 2 years now. And it's hard to make it happen because there's a lot of moving pieces. You have to get the ad in into the right spot at the right time and make sure that everything works. And so it's but I think that Hulu thinks it has at least a head start on trying to build this advanced advertising platform.
We're talking to The Wall Street Journal's Shalini Ramachandran. You're listening to The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
Today's episode is supported by Morgan Stanley, who helped First Solar raise capital to expand into new markets. Now regions from the Atacama Desert in Chile to rural India have access to clean, renewable energy. First Solar is enabling a world powered by reliable and affordable solar electricity. Global business. It's something to see. Capital creates light in new places. More at morganstanley.com/firstsolar. Morgan Stanley & Co. LLC, member SIPC.
Thanks for listening, everyone. So, Shalini, it seems like Hulu was ultimately in the best place to do this because you figure their average user is about 33. They have subscription experience. They have digital ad experience. It's almost not surprising that they were the ones that kind of came through with this.
Yeah, and to be sure, they haven't come through yet, but we will see in a few months.
Right.
We'll see in a few months if they do. And I think for now, you know, some of the other ones out there, they are trying to do things like this, but it does seem like it is still early days.
Absolutely. Shalini, thanks as always for the time.
Thank you.
Thanks again to Shalini Ramachandran for joining us. That wraps up this edition of The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. For The Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
For more podcasts, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.